maybe talk a little bit about where we are in terms of the issue of risk for cardiovascular disease. You and I have talked about that in the past. Where are we right now on this issue?
I think it's an important issue. The ATTACC data showed a small increase in cardiovascular disease overall, but when you looked at that, it was only mild and moderate angina. In terms of severe angina, myocardial infarction, deaths from cardiac disease, there was virtually no difference in the two groups. I think 47 versus 42 deaths, if I remember correctly, from cardiac disease. So I think for anastrozole, we're quite reassured that there isn't a cardiac risk. And that's very reassuring for the prevention IBIS 2 study that we have this data and we're monitoring it very, very carefully. With letrozole, particularly the big 198 data, the published data does suggest potential risk. It's based on fairly early data, but although the numbers are small, the risk is about a twofold risk for a myocardial infarction. So I think it's just a concern at this stage that this may be a problem. I'd like to see some more data. But if there is a cardiac problem there, it's something that is important, absolutely.
What about eczema stain?
Again, the early data did show an excess cardiac death. Some of the more recent analysis suggest that may not be quite so strong, but there still is an excess of deaths from cardiac disease in the IES study.
Right, and that's a switching kind of a scenario. And I guess the other thing that comes up is the question of, is this sort of a detrimental effect of an AI or just a positive effect of tamoxifen? And I guess the MA17 data looks at letrozole versus placebo, and they don't seem to see that. Is that your take?
My take is that when we've tried to look at the cardiac benefits of tamoxifen, they've never really been all that clear. We never found it in our prevention study, although it's been seen in some other places. So there's no doubt that tamoxifen leads to lower LDL cholesterol levels, but how that translated into real benefits in cardiac mortality is not yet clear at all.
Can you kind of put in context what the magnitude of this potential risk is, if it actually exists, and you know maybe it exists for one AI or not, but is this a statistical thing because the trials are so big, or is it really something clinically meaningful?
I think it is clinically meaningful, particularly if you're going to start treating the lower risk patients. If you look at the number of events, it's small. It's of the order of 25 versus 50, I think, in the big 198 study, where the recurrence rates are tenfold higher than that. So for your average risk woman, it's not critical. It's certainly critical if you're going to use these drugs in prevention or going to start thinking about using them for DCIS or very small tumors.